Okay, what I hope to do during this presentation, it's going to be kind of a framing of some federal efforts around HIT and health disparities. And so I'm just going to briefly outline that because I want to optimize the time to have the engagement. I know we have a full room, and I'd like to, all possible sense, if everyone would like to ask a question, I'd like to accommodate you on that. So I'm going to be very brief and kind of summarize some of the comments that our excellent presenters have made. My role here is to talk about health information technology and decreasing health disparities in communities of color. I'd like to add to that by saying there are also geographic health disparities, as Mr. Weintraub pointed out in his presentation. So I'd like you to keep that in mind as well. My name is Christopher Williams. Again, I have no relationships to disclose. The Department of Health and Human Services has a number of different programs, and specifically with the Office of the National Coordinator, the Office of Minority Health, which is in the Office of the Secretary, and other agencies of the federal government and of HHS. Also, the Office of Civil Rights is involved in this. And so when we're talking about the different strategies that are involved with the Department of Health and Human Services, we're not only talking about the department. We're talking about strategies across a number of different federal entities. But specifically to DHHS, the federal HIT strategic plan, is anyone familiar with that? Okay. That was recently released. That was released. It went up for public comment on March 25th of this year, and it was published on September 13th of this year. So within that federal HIT strategic plan, there is a federal strategic plan to reduce health IT disparities. Did anyone know that in particular? Have knowledge of that? Okay. Well, actually, that is up for public comment now. Okay. In August of this year, that was open for public comment. And so it's on the Health IT Buzz site of ONC, Office of National Coordinator for Health Information Technology. And as you see from the first bullet point there, the heading bullet point, the Office of National Coordinator as well as the Office of Minority Health were instrumental in working together, working collaboratively in order to work on these five bullet points. And as you can see, they're very specific to communities of color. Within that, you'll see there are geographic considerations as well, particularly with the Federal Communications Commission, as well as USDA and some of their programs dealing with broadband funding, as well as FCC with some of their policy recommendations around broadband and use of broadband. So I would encourage you to visit the Health IT Buzz site, and you can go. You can find it here. If you'd like the link, I'd be happy to send the link or the entire presentation to you. And again, this is just a framing of our discussion in a few minutes. So with that, I'd like to open the floor to questions. Prior to that, I'd like to kind of summarize what our presenters have gone over so it can kind of spur discussion and maybe it may prompt a question that can be asked of the presenters. I'd like to ask if you would direct your questions to the person you would like to answer your question. If it's to the entire panel, please just let me know that it's to the entire panel. Anyone can respond. But at the beginning, Ms. Garrett talked about the Beacon program. And I'm very familiar with the Beacon program. I work with the Regional Extension Center, which is in Mississippi, which is another Office of National Coordinated funded program. And we work very closely with the Beacon in our state. So Beacon is actually designed to assist with not only data collection, but also quality aspects and a number of different things dealing with the use of that data, with a particular focus on underserved populations. And I know in Mississippi, we're dealing with the Mississippi Delta, which is severely underserved. And so that's kind of a recap on some of the things that Ms. Garrett talked about. Mr. Weintraub talked about he talked about a number of things. One was the geographic disparity component. So I'd like to call your attention to that. Dr. Basialupe talked about e-communication and e-health and the importance of e-communication in helping to eliminate health disparities, to reduce health disparities. Also, he talked about cultural competency. So those are just some teasers, if you will, to kind of get the discussion started. So if you have any questions, please just let me know, and I'll recognize you, and please just let me know to whom you'd like to direct your question. Yes, ma'am.